If you haven't been down to the Ferry Coffee Shop recently, March is a lovely time to rediscover it right by the Thames at Ferry Point at Shepperton Lock. It's one of those places that makes you slow down a little. Great coffee, tasty food, freshly made cakes, and a riverside setting that feels like a small escape without leaving Shepperton. It's perfect for a client meeting, a midweek catch-up with a friend, or simply somewhere to sit with a coffee and watch the river go by. If you're planning a coffee this week, make it by the river. Head down to the Ferry Coffee Shop at Shepperton Lock and see what you've been missing. You can find opening times and more details at ferrycoffeeshop.com. Welcome to the Shepertonian. I'm Gareth, and before we begin today's story, a huge thank you to the members of our business club who make this podcast possible. Thanks to our supporters, Wallfinch, Hampton, Twickenham and Virginia Water, who are redefining home care by helping clients pursue active lifestyles. And Island Motors, our local family-run MOT and repair specialists who offer convenient evening and weekend collection. We're also grateful to our partners, the Ferry Coffee Shop, whether you're walking the Thames path or making a special visit, they look forward to welcoming you to their coffee shop overlooking the Thames at Shepperton Lock. Danielle Davis, a celebrant creating ceremonies as unique as the people at their heart, and the Sound Boutique, providing thoughtful audio for every story. You can find links to all of our supporters and partners on the Business Club page at theshepertonian.uk and also in the show notes of this episode, so just scroll down. Today, we meet a man named Andy. 12 years ago, he was faced with a stage 4 lymphoma diagnosis. Out of that dark time, he built something that has become a lifeline for hundreds of people in our community.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma. And although I think I was expecting something, I thought originally it was hernia because my stomach, it has this big thing moving from one side to the other. Another time it was built in a little garage, although I'm not a builder, but I felt that something was my right abdomen. It was up by the top. And I thought, oh yeah, when I finish this, I'll go and do it. But by then, a lot of lumps and bumps started coming up around my neck, under my arms and so on. And I knew it was something a bit beyond that. So I went for a scan, the doctor sent me and everything else, and it was found that they were so large. In fact, the one in my abdomen was 10 by 11 centimetres, so it was massive. And that's why it was stage 4, because of its size, more than he has. So I saw a consultant. The consultant said, look, what do you want to do? Do you want a treatment? And I wasn't keen in that. I wanted to go what is called watch and wait, see what happens, although it was a massive and everywhere was pumped up. But then I had the treatment 2.5 years later, because of what I was doing, he kept everything at bay. But at the same time, I knew I couldn't carry on what I was doing. So 8 years ago, I was looking for someone to go and talk to people. I'm not a guy to get on internet and talk to them. I didn't think it was emotional enough. All my life, I worked with people. So there wasn't anything around, believe it or not. And I thought, I'm going to start this myself. So I approached Shepperton Medical Practice. They said, you can use our name, but you must make sure that people think that it's nothing to do with us. And I thought, absolutely wonderful. We give you the room so you can start here. And that's how we started, with three people turning up.
What Andy created wasn't a clinical environment, but a safe place for emotional expression where patients could feel validated.
The Patient Cancer Support Group is a registered charity. And it covers Spelthorne, Runnymede and Elmbridge, as well as surrounding areas. Now, that means we had people coming from Slough, you know, people coming from Felton. So basically, we don't turn anyone down. People will talk about their own experiences. They talk about their fears, their triumphs. And I think, in my view, that creates an atmosphere that patients feel validated and at the same time understood, because everybody's talking about the same thing. By sharing stories and by learning from others, I think that for me, it creates and it fosters a sense of belonging, and people feel they're not alone in their struggle. They open up a little bit more. And I think the empathy within the group is so apparent in so many cases and becomes so obvious. And maybe that alleviates some of the isolation and fears people have. I think the majority of people would call me first and they will write to me. So I give them an idea as to what we do, what to expect there. But I have found that it's always very difficult for people to come and talk about their own personal things. So what I tend to do as soon as they come in, if I haven't seen them before, I will talk to them about what happens. So I spend 2 or 3 minutes with them. There's coffee, tea, biscuits and everything else. So they relax anyway. More often than not, they turn up with a partner or a friend or something. And what I do say to them, because there's a lot of misconception out there about, I'm forced to say something, I don't want to attend meetings. And it's not like that at all. I tell them to sit back, listen to what was going on. If they want to contribute, if they feel that they're happy to do that, by all means do it. If you don't, just listen, because you learn by that as well. And you think, is it really the place for me? And I know these kind of meetings are not for everyone. I'm well aware of that. But also, anyone who comes there who doesn't want to start talking about things, you could find that, oh, I feel comfortable here. You know, people are talking about themselves and they share their own stories. So, you know, it is one of empathy. It's one of welcoming. There's nothing solid about it. There's no script, if you like, to go. We do what we like. And there is a lot of humour as well in there, not just talking about cancer.
The group thrives on peer-to-peer support, where those in remission provide hope to the newly diagnosed.
I think the most profound benefit of the group is the hope and inspiration that it provides to so, so many people. When you're hearing stories of resilience, if you like, recovery, then anyone coming in and listening to that, it gives a sense of hope that, hold on a minute, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I do know from my own experience that the tunnel might be long, and I'm a realist to know that, you know, let's be serious about this. There's no easy way out of this. You're going to go through some tough times. But that light at the end of the tunnel just keeps you going. And I think that's really what it is. We've got some 300 members now on the Facebook and everything else. But I think what's happening, particularly on the last one, we have 13 different cancers within the room. And people will say, well, hold on a minute. How is the prostate cancer going to help a lung cancer or a... It's not about medical side here. We're talking about how people can cope and what is the best way. And some of the exchanges between the patients and the carers and the loved one is phone numbers, is, oh, I've done this, or maybe you go there. And I think that's really, it's a peer-to-peer support and it works wonders. I'm only there to put the jigsaw pieces together. You know, okay, I'm privileged to be running it, but someone needs to do that. That's all it is. But they is their group. It's as simple as that. Their charity.
Life is full of moments worth celebrating. The yes to the proposal on holiday, the wedding of your dreams, the joy of welcoming a new baby, or the love that's grown stronger over the years. Celebrant Danielle Davis creates ceremonies that capture your story, unique, joyful, and unforgettable. Whether it's a wedding, a vow renewal, naming, or milestone celebration, Danielle will make it truly yours. Visit danielledavis.uk to start creating ceremonies for every chapter of your life. Shepparton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information. Andy has extended this support through a private Samaritan-type listening line and a YouTube channel featuring inspirational stories and research.
Last year, we decided that maybe people want to talk to us in private. So I have now got a dedicated line for anyone wishes to speak to us. It's a kind of, a Samaritan line, if I can put it like that, where it's a listening ear, and there is a phone number on Facebook group. It's only for members, because if I put it out, I won't be able to cope with the phone calls. And because it's not 24/7 sitting on here waiting for the calls to come in. They can leave their name, their phone number, and I will call them back. It's not a question of advising anyone. It's just that maybe they want to listen to someone else, what it is, rather than the relatives. I have had a few calls, and in fact, a couple of them I actually met and had coffee with them, because obviously, to start with, they don't want to be seen. They're not telling you too much. They want to be anonymous. And I can understand that, you know. But that obviously sparked off a different relationship. And in fact, those people, as they come to the group. So you can see how it goes. And at the same time last year, we set up a YouTube channel. We interview cancer patients. So it's an inspirational side of it as well there. Because I research quite a bit on new studies and research, and that's something that we talk about at the meetings as well, I decided that I've done the work. So I do a little video, maybe 5 minutes or something, and I upload that there. So a lot of people will look at that as well or listen to that as well. I hope it all helps, yeah.
Andy's journey from a stage 4 diagnosis to a community leader is a powerful reminder of the resilience found right here in Shepparton.
Yes, I have been a patient. I have been in remission for, I don't know, 7 years now, whatever it is. But at the back of your mind, yeah, you're still a patient. Whichever way you look at it, you're a patient. I think every 6 months I'm reminded of my checkups that I have, that I'm a patient. I have adopted a few things that helped me so far. But I think listening to other people's as well, I think I have learned a lot more. Maybe I wasn't doing that at the time, but I can see now how people are pinning their hopes on certain things, either because they've heard or they're doing. And I think that I gathered that information because those people might not be there tomorrow. Some of them come there and they go back. And I thought, this is quite nice to mention at some meetings to help others. So it's gathering of information, really. And if someone tells you, I know what you mean, you don't. You really don't know what I mean, simply because I am me and you are you. And although we understand roughly what the situation is, everyone is unique in their experience. And it's nice to mention all of these things because they might fit on one situation, but not on the others. And people will judge for themselves as to what's good for them. And I think that's so great, so great.
I asked Andy if people are unsure about whether to reach out and join a group like this, what would he say to them?
I'll say that we've all been through that situation. It is daunting. And I think what you're going to get out of the group is a sincere message and a sincere experience from people who've already gone through. Yes, it's an enormous mountain to climb, but at least at the same time, maybe what other people are saying will help you move on to the next stage. And I think that's really the message that I'm going to put across to a newly diagnosed, that there is hope out there. It's difficult to know which avenue to take, if you like, because the medical is telling you one thing. You've got relatives and friends who are trying to support you. But, you know, we've all been through there. I didn't tell my kids for 3 months because I didn't want them what I thought. I was trying to protect them. And when they heard, obviously, I won't say what they said, but friends always would say, you'll be all right, you do that. And sometimes it's not what you want to hear, because if you're not doing okay, you think, oh, my friend said I should be okay. So you're going further down. From the people within the group, you're going to hear what they've gone through.
You can find the group at thepatientcancersupportgroup.co.uk.
We have a website, which is straightforward, thepatientcancersupportgroup.co.uk. They can find email in there. It actually tells them who is supporting us. What do we do? So we also have a Facebook group that can join. That is private, so we don't want any silly things to be uploaded on that. I do approve patients to come in, or anyone to come in, and also I approved every single post that goes in there. But it's again, I think it's word of the mouth these days. I mean, we're supported by the two hospitals. Our poster is on every notice board at the hospital. By chance, because of my connection with them, I sit on the cancer board of the hospital. So therefore, I get, as a patient representative, let's just say. So I get information from them. I take hours there. So that's why the poster is there. Macmillan have it on their website, so they can be referred to from there. medical practices have it on their electronic screen now, as well as posters.
That was Andy Anderson of Shepparton's Patient Cancer Support Group. As he mentioned, you can find out more from thepatientcancersupportgroup.co.uk, where you can see their scheduled meetups and the link to the Facebook group, as well as loads of information about the group. Thanks again to our Business Club supporters and partners. And don't forget, if you're a business and want your message seen and heard by a local audience, you can find out more on the Business Club page at theshepartonian.uk. Thank you for listening. I'm Gareth. This has been The Shepartonian. Until next time, I'll see you around. This podcast is produced by The Sound Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepparton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sound Boutique at the email hello@thesoundboutique.com, or via the link in the show notes.